Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with another episode of our morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. If I've kept track, it is Tuesday morning, and I do pray that God has been richly blessing you as you turn to Him in the midst of each day, whatever it brings. As I spent time with God this morning and continuing through the devotional, here am I, responding to God's sacred calling in the midst of everyday life, recognizing that God calls each of us to Himself no matter what we do, His love for us. There are things that He wants to change and transform within us to make us more and more like Christ. But it doesn't keep us from calling us to Himself, even the things that are not yet Christ-like. Today's topic is about being called into the light. I write in the devotional that it really doesn't matter whether you're one that seeks the spotlight or one that likes to operate in the background and not be seen so much. Being called into light isn't about you being noticed more. It's about living in such a way that Christ is noticed in you more openly, more visibly. As we learn to walk in the light just as He is in the light, we recognize the humility that God calls each of us to have. You see, walking in the light says, I'm turning away from the deeds of darkness, and not just the actions of darkness. It's one thing to say, there's this list of things I won't do anymore because those are deeds of darkness. Those are things that should not be done. It's another thing to say, here's some things that I'm going to remove from my mind. I'm not going to dwell on. I'm not going to think about. Because not only would their actions, when fulfilled, be deeds of darkness, but they are thoughts of darkness. Most of us have things that we are more likely to do if we believe no one's watching. And whether it's a literal darkness that hides our actions, or whether it's simply the darkness of secrecy, we hide behind that. And we continue to think of things and dwell on impure thoughts that should not stay in our mind. We continue to go about activities that should not be done, knowing and believing that, well, no one will notice. One of my least favorite phrases that I hear used, and I've used it at times in my life, is the common phrase, it's easier to ask forgiveness than to get permission. Because in my mind, when I hear that, it starts with an underlying thought that whoever I need permission from would not give it if I was to ask. But because of their graciousness, because of their kindness, once it's done, well, they'll forgive me. And to me, there's something wrong about deliberately doing something that we know would be offensive, that we know would require someone's forgiveness. You see, when we walk in the light, we're allowing God to expose the darkness within us. You see, as we consider God's light, we realize a purity, a wholesomeness, an illumination of the very darkest thoughts of our mind, the very darkest inclinations of our heart. And it's when those things in our mind and our life are exposed by the light of God's Word, by the light of His love, that we realize something needs done about them. I use those two phrases together because I think they have to be. There are times where Christians are pretty good at trying to expose the deeds of darkness in others by the light of God's Word. And we'll pull out Scripture and we'll use it to illuminate sin and deeds of darkness. But we have a tendency, when we only use the light of God's Word, to come across as very legalistic, very judgmental, very harsh. But when we combine the light of God's Word with the light of His love, which is found in His Word, so it should be an easy combination for us. When we combine the light of His love with it, we ought to come across as compassionate, full of mercy, forgiving, understanding. See, I think that's one of the things that amazed the crowds when Jesus taught. Oh, it confounded and angered the religious leaders because, well, I think they were losing control. They were good at exposing the deeds of others according to God's Word, according to their understanding and their interpretation of God's Word. But somehow they had missed the calling to express God's love. And you read the teachings of Jesus as He walked on this earth, and never do you find Him soft, if you want to use that word, holding back from the truth of God's Word. Never do you find Him holding back from exposing the deeds of darkness and making them clear and understandable. In fact, He would go a step further than most people would think. He would make it clear that the deeds of darkness was murder. And then turn around and say, but if you hate your brother, you've already stepped into that arena of darkness. He would talk about the deeds of darkness, of sexual immorality, of adultery, and then He would go a step further. He says, if you've harbored lust in your mind and your heart, you've already stepped into that arena of darkness. You see, He didn't compromise the light of God's Word, but it was the fact that He presented it in the light of God's love. It's why He could address the woman caught in adultery, and that the leaders, they really just wanted to trick Jesus. They wanted Him to give permission to stone her to death. But it really had nothing in their mind to do with the woman. It was all about a trap for Jesus. But it's why Jesus, at the end of the story, could say, go and sin no more. You're forgiven. The light of God's Word identifies the activity that you've been involved in as sinful. The love of God's Word says, I forgive you and encourage you to leave that lifestyle. You see, when we walk in the light as God is in the light, Scripture says when we do that, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You see, the fellowship with one another, the cleansing of all unrighteousness says, I'm in the light of God's word. He's exposed the unrighteous deeds, but I'm also in the light of God's love that he calls us into family. And we fellowship with one another because of God's love. Today we live in a time of very sharply divided opinions. People within Christian communities, people outside of Christ, have very clear opinions that they're often very willing to voice on what we ought to do and what we ought not to do. And many of these could not be any further apart. They just would not be possible. They're extremes. And we all have the ability to find resources that back up our opinions if that's all we want to do. If I find a viewpoint on this COVID-19 pandemic and what we ought to be doing that I agree with, I can find plenty of experts that will support my belief. Experts that have the exact same credentials as those that are being used by people of a completely opposite belief on what we ought to be doing. That's the nature of our culture right now. The experts don't agree. And if they would, we have a tendency to make up our own experts. Finding someone, somewhere, somehow that agree with us. And so I choose not to get involved in that. I'm not smart enough to tell you what we ought to be doing other than pursuing God, other than walking in His light, other than following the principles of His Word, other than living the love displayed through Jesus. With people who agree with us, and especially with people who disagree with us. And so today, as we go through another day of COVID-19, of continuing social distancing and many places a loosening of some restrictions, instead of jumping into the fray of who's right and who's wrong, I would encourage you to step back and walk in God's light. To step back and spend time in His Word. To step back and spend time in His love. To recognize how God has responded to you and choose to respond to others in the same way. You see, today we have a choice. We can walk in the light and allow God to be seen. Or we continue in darkness or at least very gray areas that allow us to be seen. You see, my choice, and I believe the choice that God is calling each of us to make, is to walk in His light and to represent Jesus well in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of a world that's sometimes seems to have gone mad. As we pray today, I would ask that you allow God access. Not that you could stop Him, but this is about working with Him to expose and identify. Not to publicly expose, that's not always a beneficial thing, but expose to you, to identify the darkness that lurks in your mind and your heart. And choose to walk in the light. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for calling us into the light. to giving us an option that we no longer have to stay in darkness. And so, Father, as we choose the light, may we spend time with you in your word and in your love, examining the deeds and thoughts and practices of darkness that we've clung on to. Father, as we recognize those, may you help us to remove those, to be done with them, to put them away. Just as you do with our sin, to discard them as far from us as the east is from the west. Father, today, I pray that our interactions with others would represent the light of Jesus. Father, that regardless of what our opinion is on what we ought to be doing regarding the COVID-19 virus, regarding our response to it as individuals, as churches, as businesses, regardless of what we think ought to be done, may our response to others, and especially those who have differing opinions, may our response be based on truth, the truth of your word. And may our response be based on love, the love found represented in Jesus. Father, forgive us for the times where we've lashed out in anger and we've defended our position in a way that hurts others, harms their spirit, presents us and in a way presents you as an angry person, as an angry God. And so, Father, today as we go about life and we have opportunity, may we share the light of Jesus by the way we interact with people. May we be grounded firmly on that foundation of your word. May we hold fast to the truth that's presented within it. And as a part of that truth, may we cling to the love that you have for us, you have for every person. The love that you have for those that agree with us more than not, and the love that you have for those that disagree with us more than not. Oh, Father, it's in these times of difficulty and confusion that we have this opportunity to be a light that shines brightly, a light that allows you to be seen. Father, just as John would speak as he would baptize and call people to repentance at the Jordan River, may we become less as Jesus becomes greater in us. And so, Father, as we choose to walk in the light, as we choose to answer yes to your call to be the light, may we do so in a way that it's you that are being seen and not us. May we not hear that calling as one that calls us into the spotlight, but as a calling that calls us into your light so that Jesus is more visible. Father, help us to not only walk in the light as an individual, but may we discover and find that no matter when we can meet in person, may we discover that our walking in the light does give us fellowship with one another. And as we surrender to Jesus fully, as we walk in His light day by day, may we have the peace and the assurance that His blood does cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all of those deeds of darkness, from all of those thoughts of darkness, from all of the activity that comes out of the darkness that we've often clung to. And so, Father, today, as we go about life, I continue to pray that this virus would simply be wiped from the face of the earth. I pray that you would protect those working in our medical facilities and our public safety, our areas of police and fire, and so many others in our package and mail deliveries and the stores as they're continuing to reopen and restaurants and places of business. Not just protect them from this virus, but protect them from the hatred, from the division, from the anger that is so prevalent in today's culture. Father, may your children, may each one of us rise up in a greater way to be the light of Jesus, to show there's another way to live life. And Father, as we live life in the light of Jesus, may he be seen in us. May we be prepared, as Peter would write, may we be prepared to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, for the light that others can see. May we learn to do that with the gentleness and respect that we ought to, so that the light of God's Word and the light of His love both shine brightly in us. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning on this Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that you are greatly blessed today by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.